This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan, asking the questions that matter. Like, do you ever vote for president based off of who you think is going to win and you just want to get it right, as opposed to any political leanings that you might have one way or another?
Wrong.
Exactly. That's what I'm curious about today. And now it's time for the C Block, starring Corey Majors.
Thank you very much, Kevin.
You're welcome.
Let's start off with the breaking news that we've seen and
Noah
that we've
Evaldi.
Been reporting on. What's that?
No Nathan Evaldi. Oh, you mean the Dak thing, probably.
Dak Prescott, hamstring injury, will be out several weeks.
Yep.
Is the quote mark, several weeks. You'll be missing Dak Prescott. And that's why when we had Stephen Jones on at noon today, and if you're just now joining the show, every Monday, Stephen Jones joins us. We did ask him.
Yes.
Hey, do you have any update? And he said, at the moment, he's getting the MRI. He confirmed that with you.
Correct.
And then he confirmed with me, just nothing about the expectation of who the starter is. Because I said, is Cooper Rush the preferred starter? And Stephen Jones said, well, we'd have to take a look at all the things there. And that's interesting to me, because I get it. Trey Lance would keep a lot of people interested. Trey Lance would be a young quarterback with a potential to grow. Do you watch this and go, you know what? He's the backup quarterback of the future for this team, because we feel like he'll be able to run, whereas Cooper Rush wouldn't be able to. And then you say,
okay,
we're going to keep him next year instead of Cooper Rush.
Okay, that's...
And this would be a tryout for that.
The running part is fair, because otherwise I think Cooper Rush has shown
he's very serviceable.
Yeah, as a backup. And you can't trade him because he'll be up out of contract. Here's the interesting thing. I just posted this up on our Facebook.
What's the Facebook page?
The KNC Masterpiece with an ampersand. I don't really know how to say that word. At least a third of the people who have reacted thus far have put the Laffy face on there.
Okay.
Which is, it just shows, like,
I'm not happy by any means with Dax.
But anti-Cowboys sentiment is just really, really high right now.
I know nobody in this room is happy about that. Nobody in this building. I don't know, but there are some other floors I don't know about. But
that's a good point.
The point is, Dak's body yesterday, he did some things that he hasn't done much of this year, and that was running. He was running, and that's whenever he experienced the pain. And whenever you don't use that and you don't train for it, because you're like, well, I'm not going to run. Jerry has discussed this. He doesn't want Dak Prescott to run.
But he doesn't want to risk it.
But whenever you are in that place, whenever you're in a place and you're just like, I'm just standing still, your pocket presence has to be the best pocket presence ever. If you're just going to be a statue in the pocket, because you still have to be able to escape at times and then get rid of the football. And that's where Dak was missing that. So they said, hey, man, if you need to get a first down, Dak, I felt like he was doing everything he could to win, to be the on every play. I'm trying to win every play. And I get that. And then yesterday it cost him a little bit because his body isn't quite prepared for that.
With that all in mind, the Jones family doesn't listen to us. In fact, you've obviously heard sometimes what they think about that. But should this not put an end to any discussion about trading for upgrades of this team? And maybe I'm just alone on that. I think it shows you it sucks. This whole season has sucked. You saw Dak on the sidelines say that we effing suck. Should that not say if you do anything in the next, you know, 28 hours, it should be to move things out, not in?
Yes, but I will say this. If you see a guy who's on a contract that you like and has 3 years left, and you know how we talk about, well, if you trade this guy, the team that's trading him takes a major hit, and he has 3 years left, and you're like, we're getting him at a number that... Do you think we could get a fifth round pick to do this job the next 3 years? So if there's some defensive tackle out there, I don't know, you know, for New England, out a crappy team and they're like, we will take a fifth round pick for him. And you know that he's your starting defensive tackle the next 3 years. I don't think it would help out this year, but you would know you have him for the next 2 to 3 years to help out your situation.
And that makes a lot of sense to me. It just gets so much trickier with the salary cap because you don't just say, hey, that's a good number for the next 3 years. The other team who's trading him is like, hey, I have to eat this amount of the contract, so you're going to get an even better number. But that's a very fair point.
So that is the Dak Prescott news as we know it at the moment. And we'll find out, obviously, tomorrow morning. Jerry Jones will be on with Sean and RJ and Bobby and Peyton's show. And he can discuss what their plan is after Dak Prescott.
And I would be willing to bet at some point during G-Bag Nation today, we will hear more definitive information about CeeDee Lamb.
Oh, why do you think that? Because Broadus is very in
Broadus tune. Knows what's up. But that whole show, not honestly, that whole show knows what's up. And I bet they'll have something for you.
All right, Kevin, hits and misses for the weekend. By the way, I keep track of this stat every week. And I've been tallying it up all season long. Week 9, the top 10 rusher records, 6-4 again.
Okay.
The top 10 passer records, 5-5. Last week, they were 3-7. The total for top 10 passer records, 47-43. And the total for top 10 rushers, 62-28. So if you have a top rusher this year, you're more often winning than not.
And that's been the trend most of this season, and I'm glad you've provided this number. I would not have guessed that.
Honorable mentions for the hits. Josh Allen, 156 yards and 3 touchdowns in the second half. He was 7 of 9 against the blitz for 97 yards and those 3 touchdowns. Against the blitz, he took advantage of the blitz that much. And then also honorable mention, Quentin Johnston, 4 catches, 118 yards, 1 touchdown. And don't forget, TCU product right there.
That's true. I wanted to say
get your horns up
about Josh Allen. He's got the 4th best QBR in the league, and I know he has 2 interceptions now this season, but he also has 17 touchdown passes.
He's good.
So
he's been really good. And him and Joe Brady are working very well together.
What amazes me is how, I guess my own perception, that the Bills were going to take a step back because they had to clear out a lot of stuff with their salary cap, and here we are.
All right, and then the honorable mentions for the misses, Zeke. You know why. I don't know exactly what it was, but they sounded very disappointed. Yeah, Steven sounded disappointed.
He did, and he said, nobody's perfect. Damn sure you're right. I've made a lot of mistakes.
Number 3 on the hits for this weekend, Trey Hendrickson and Joe Burrow. 4 sacks for Hendrickson. That's his career high.
Wow.
And it was the week high, as he had the highest sack total of the weekend. And then Joe Burrow throwing his 5 touchdowns. Joe Burrow is that offense. That he is everything about that offense, and he's trying to win MVP right now. He's just got to get his team to turn things around.
I mean, good for him. Keep trying. But I see too many other candidates in front of him. But who knows? If they rip off a huge win streak from here, then maybe.
Number 3 on the misses, Alvin Kamara. 155 rushing yards, 60 receiving, but could not find pay dirt and couldn't beat Carolina. Like Burrow, Alvin Kamara is everything to the New Orleans Saints.
It's okay. I'm glad you said couldn't beat Carolina, because otherwise it sounded like a fantasy football statement that you were making.
No, I mean, he had all these numbers, but it wasn't enough to win.
Yeah.
And he is the thing that makes that thing tick. Number 2 for the hits of the weekend, Lamar Jackson and Zay Flowers against a very good Denver defense. They didn't have to run the ball very much to get the job done. Flowers had 62 yards after catch and 2 touchdowns in this game. And Lamar Jackson, man, he looks so comfortable as a passer right now.
Yep.
Now, the Cleveland game, I know there were some other moments, but he was making some plays that I was just like, wow, he looks very... That was an easy throw for him. In times in the previously, I've seen him throw, and I'm like, man, it looks so difficult for him.
You know,
because
he wasn't a natural passer. Whatever it is right now, I guess it's maybe it's because the running game's so good, it gives him that.
To me, and I'm not a Lamar Jackson hater, I think the score dictates when he has the lead and there is the major threat of running the ball for 8 straight minutes with him, and now he has Derrick Henry. It just, like, he plays... He's like a different quarterback when he has the lead. And to your point, he's the best. Mm-hmm. If he has the lead, he's the best for Baltimore if they win the Super Bowl.
You got a good point in the, against the Raiders and against Cleveland. When he had to come back, he didn't look that comfortable passing.
Yeah, like if they have the lead at halftime of playoff games, you have to feel great about Baltimore's chances. If they're trailing at half, it gets really scary on how he plays.
And I was just going to say, we talked about the about an hour or so ago,
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Things in sports right now that make you happy. Watching him play is another one of those things.
Number two on my misses for the weekend is also a New Orleans Saint. Derek Carr has now lost to all 31 different teams, or to 31 different teams, and is the first quarterback in history to lose to 31 different teams, and he got his coach fired, and he couldn't beat Carolina. So that is another miss.
Is it just the Raiders then that for the weekend hasn't lost to?
Yes.
There you go. There it is. So just one more team, and he'll make it 32.
Okay. Let me ask you this.
And I'm not happy about that, even though I might be smiling.
You get to 31.
Uh-huh.
And you're the first person to do it.
I'm so injured
you've already set the low bar.
The next team.
Don't you just kind of want to wrap it up and be like, hey, I lost to all the teams in the NFL.
Yeah, man, Jim Jackson played for every NBA team.
Exactly. By the way, you know why Carolina won? Because it's a home game. So my idea to bench Bryce Young for all the road games for Carolina, I still think should be in play.
I'm going to go with another miss. The number one miss of the week, Jerrion Jones, the only man I've ever seen get backwards hurdled in an NFL football game. Jerrion Jones was standing there and he was like, I saw Saquon Barkley's name on his back. And then I went down to tackle and then he was gone. What happened? Where did he go?
Did anybody else think he was just using a fancy way of saying Jerry Jones?
No, it's Jerrion Jones.
Okay.
He was trying to make the tackle there and Saquon Barkley said, whoop, and jumped right over him, but backwards. And then the number one hit of the weekend, I'm going to go with Cameron Kitchens. Cameron Kitchens had 2 consecutive interceptions in the red zone and 1 for 105-yard touchdown against the Seattle Seahawks. And the difference for that game was very, very minimal. So that's the hits and misses from that. And then for the Cowboys, it was all misses. The fake punt.
What about Brandon Aubrey?
No, man. Come on. The fake punt, That is as Broadus put it, that's a microcosm of the entire season. Broadus was talking about that right there. If you're listening to the post-game show, you can hear Zach and Broadus sad. They're sad. But not the right personnel to kind of begin with anyway. They didn't really know what they were doing. They weren't really prepared. The other side was like, we see exactly what's happening, and then it all just falls apart. It's kind of the way the Cowboys season has gone. The confusion. Diggs looked lost and then didn't get over the top on that screen.
How did they not call a timeout there? He's like, I don't know.
They'd already gotten to that point where they were using timeouts on stupid things anyway.
Don't worry, we're blitzing seven. We'll get to him.
You're right, because he looked lost. And then even on the broadcast, they're like, well, he's got to go move there. Call a timeout if you're like, I don't think our guy has any idea what to do there.
I like the decision.
Like in the NBA, to get over on that screen, you got to work really hard, right? You really got to work really hard.
You
got to
pull your ass in.
Yeah, exactly. That's how Mike says it. And then the sweep.
That's how you get over the top of a screen.
CeeDee Lamb could not get the first down on that sweep. That was a bad moment for the Cowboys. The injury, Dak's hamstring, and then the missing. They missed Drake London for most of the game and still could not win. He was out for most of the game, and they still couldn't beat him. What would happen if the Cowboys lost CD was my question, but now they're without Dak.
Yeah, for at least a couple of weeks, we'll find out. I think probably today.
Which could be seven. My opinion is he comes back after Thanksgiving.
Okay. So that's probably about the time frame that we're looking at. No word yet on whether or not they're going to put him on the injured reserve. By the way, as we move closer and closer to the trade deadline tomorrow, Broncos are sending edge rusher Baron Browning to the Cardinals for a 6th-round pick per
the Tom Pelton. The Cowboys didn't do that? Are you kidding me?
Why don't we have Baron Browning?
Why don't we have the Baron?
Yeah.
I don't.
We could be shooting our Browning right now.
Yeah, you can get like two pizzas for $8 from the Baron.
Do you like grocery store pizza? Do you like Red Baron better or Tombstone?
I think I lean towards thinner pizza than the thicker pizza.
Okay.
And I feel like DiGiorno's is very thick.
Okay. That wasn't actually one of the two options I asked.
Wait, you thought you said Red Baron or DiGiorno?
I said Red Baron or Tombstone.
Oh, Tombstone.
Tombstone is phenomenal, dude.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if
the DiGiorno, though, crush. They have stuffed crust DiGiornos? What are you talking about
They need to not stuff delivery. It. It's like 8 inches thick, man.
What?
It fluffs up so much. You feel like you're eating so much bread.
We're the KNC masterpiece. You just bleep out bread. You got to cut. Coming up next, who was the best at being the worst this weekend? Probably still the Cowboys. It's Wanker of the Weekend.
And mystery audio.
Oh, that's right. We're going to start playing the mystery audio. I am nervous. It looks like this first mystery clip is going to be long. We will find out. I have no clue what it is. Next on The Fan.
Here's a chance. And goal! It's Greer! Off the draw, A.J. Greer rifles it upstairs, and the Panthers regain the lead. It's 3-2.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan, where the trip to Finland was amazing for the Stars, except for the results part. We'll talk a little bit more about that tomorrow because it's time for Wanker of the Weekend. 877-881-1053. Who is the best at being the worst this weekend? Also, in case you've missed the breaking news of the day, Nathan Eovaldi opting out of the mutual option with the Rangers. We'll see what happens from there. Dak Prescott. The word is that he will miss several weeks. No word yet about whether or not he will go on the injured reserve. And Stephen Jones, to a question Corey asked before we had gotten that official information, said that it is not determined for sure who will be the Cowboys' starting quarterback if Dak Prescott is out. Even if I think it's going to be Cooper Rush, Stephen's like, we have not made that decision just yet. We have two really good quarterbacks that we're going to take a look at, et cetera, et cetera.
Why'd you do air quotes when you said really good, Kevin?
I had to change it from really young.
Oh, that's actually what he says.
Yeah.
You're just quoting.
Really
I gotcha.
Good. Now, we're going to get to Wanker of the Weekend, but we're also going to try something new. Our mystery clip of the day.
We've wanted to do this since nighttime, by the way, since we were a night show.
Maybe it'll always be the same segment. Maybe it'll move around, but Alec is just going to pull a bit of audio. I have no idea. It could be Denzel Washington's speech from Philadelphia about Tom Hanks. It could be another highlight from the Cowboys game yesterday. I have no freaking clue how we're going to start this off.
I got rolled for a dime bag in my driveway. It's so ironic because 2 years after, cannabis was legalized in the state of Washington. Yeah. And I had to apologize.
Very sober driving. I'm not an idiot. You know, I'm not going to be inebriated behind the wheel, like jeopardize my future. Come home, you know, just got a nice little sack on me. I'm like, okay, it's going to be a decent night. You know, I might play Rock Band and just chill out.
Just get blunt. All right.
Yeah. And I see these flashing lights. I'm like, no way. What's going
on? Right when you're pulling up to your house?
Literally right when I get in my driveway.
Damn.
And they're like, sir, you have a broken taillight, and we smell marijuana. Can you get out your car? I'm like, don't you need a warrant for that? They're like, we can get one. I'm like, whatever, man, just search the car. And I was all upset. They put me in cuffs. Like, I'm like, for a bag of weed? I was in cuffs, like, in the back of the car.
They take you downtown?
They shamed me. No, they didn't take me downtown. Okay.
Did they know who you were?
Of course they did. It's a small city, bro. Okay. Pullman's a city of 30,000 people. They put me in the back, and I'm just like, immediately it comes to my eyes, like, God, my parents are going to be so upset. They're going to be so disappointed.
So disappointed.
Gosh. They let me go, but I got a citation for it.
Is that?
That was amazing.
Is that the? He sounds familiar.
He's very familiar.
Local.
Hyper local.
I thought they said they shaved him, and he just said they shamed him. Me. I was like, that makes more
Brandon
sense.
Aubrey, he was just in court.
No,
yes, that Brandon Aubrey got caught with weed.
No, it wasn't.
No, this is he's a newcomer to DFW.
What sport?
Basketball.
Okay. Newcomer to DFW?
Is that Grimes? Clay Thompson?
Nope. Clay? It's Clay Thompson.
Oh, Clay. Yeah, that's
the one time
familiar.
He has been arrested in his life. And I was telling Kevin, like, as a teaser,
go ahead,
like,
search my car.
Yeah, this kind of reminds me, like, his thought process. One, he's like, I'm just going to go home and play Rock Band. One, that's totally me. And two, his first thought was, my parents are going to be so mad. Like, that's the only thing he's thinking. Not my future or anything. God, my parents are going to be so upset. I love this. This is back at, like, 2022. He was telling this story on a podcast.
Dude,
that was awesome.
That is a way to kick off the new mystery audio segment. I love it. Nice job, Alec.
Now,
we only trusted him to do it, by the way. All the other producers we suggested to
take that, Reggie.
Never could pull it
hold
off.
That.
We've that had James a lot. Guy.
We
yeah, hold that, James. He remembered his name. Look at that.
That's the second time he said his name today.
I think
today.
He's talking about
really
somebody
proud.
Else, honestly.
No, man, James, he wears glasses.
He's talking about Chris.
So some of these.
Slim Scotty.
Some of these have an either or feel to them today.
All right.
All right. Wanker of the weekend, is it the Nimrod who started talking trash to Jason Kelce, or is it Jason Kelce for repeating said slur three different times? So this dude, I don't get me wrong, the guy decided he deserved to get his phone smashed. This dude rolls up on Jason Kelce and he was like, hey, what do you think about your brother dating Taylor Swift? He's a F word. Which is confusing in and of itself, except he clearly meant it to be derogatory. Jason Kelce takes his phone, and at the point that the kid is like, give me back my phone, and Jason Kelce spikes it. He also has a beer, and then he yells, and a 12-pack with him, and then he yells, who's the F now, at him three times. And so my question is, no question that that guy was in the wrong at first or just rolling up on him. Do you think Jason Kelce gets any kind of blowback for saying that once, twice, and then three times?
I haven't seen any blowback, honestly.
Because people like him,
right? Everything I saw was that dude shouldn't have said that in the first place.
Agreed.
But I also agree with you. Like, maybe if you got upset about that, don't say it back to him. But if he'd have just taken the phone and thrown it down, I think everybody would have been, like, in the right. And I think a lot of people still are in that mindset.
Oh, for sure.
But here's the one thing. You have more cameras on you than you ever had playing at Philadelphia. Ever. For the Eagles. Because now you're the brother of the guy who's dating Taylor Swift. For
true.
One. You're also on ESPN more often. I thought the video of him walking
Chunky
around.
Chunky Campbell soup?
Yeah.
Him stole that one away from Dak.
The thing about that video, Kevin, is he's walking with an 18-pack of beers.
Yeah.
And he has one open in his hand, and I was like, well, that's not a good look. But that's part of his character. You know, that's part of who he is. So we'll see. We'll see. But I didn't see anything over the weekend. Everybody looked to be supportive of it.
This is definitely a thing where it's helpful if people like you in general. Colby told me about this a long time ago. I'd never really processed it before. People already have their set opinion of all these celebrities. So whatever they do will either be defended or derided based on what did you think about them before.
Kevin, did you see the CeeDee Lamb? Did you already make that announcement?
Oh, no.
Adam Schefter says, per sources, that it is a sprained AC joint. It's sore, not considered serious. He is expected to have a chance to play Sunday.
Let's go.
So him and Cooper Rush, potentially.
So CeeDee Lamb and Cooper Rush.
What else do we need?
I mean, better defense.
Micah Parsons, better DeAndre Bland.
Better offensive line
Darren
play.
Darren Woodson, Ken Norton Jr.
Did you say DeAndre Bland?
What did I say?
Deron Bland, yeah, but I got
whatever.
You.
Whatever.
Okay.
He hasn't played. Nobody remembers who he is.
Now, my next either or. Damn.
Play better and I'll remember your name.
That is true. For Wanker of the Weekend, do you think it is Joel Embiid for shoving a Philadelphia columnist, or do you think it is said columnist, Marcus Hayes, who mentioned Joel Embiid's dead brother and son in the article? So,
I didn't know this about Joel Embiid.
Yes. So Joel Embiid said, you can do whatever you want to me. You can say whatever you want to me. I don't give an S, but don't talk about my family. Don't talk about my son or my brother. And he pushed Hayes. I think part of the issue in all of that too was Embiid said he doesn't care what reporters say, and Hayes responded, but you do.
Mm.
And so that probably did nothing to, like, you know, lower the temperature in the room. But this feels kind of like an either or. Like, I get it. You can't be pushing reporters and stuff like that. But if you wrote something about how my disappointing season is tied to, like, my lack of work ethic and my dead big brother would be disappointed in me, I could also see how you'd be like, hell no.
The 945 columnist, 100%. He's lucky he only got pushed. Kevin,
I get that.
That is the Sixers, correct?
Correct.
And I do believe the Kelsey thing happened at a Penn State game. So that would be in Pennsylvania. This is also in Philadelphia, which is in Pennsylvania.
I have a feeling
this
Pennsylvania
is a real battleground state.
Pennsylvania will be a big player tomorrow. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Okay.
Lots and we're playing battling. Pennsylvania this Sunday. The
that
Pennsylvania
is true.
Eagles.
Yep. Mike said it.
Versus the Texas Cowboys.
How jarring would that be if they said from now on, we will be known as the Pennsylvania Eagles?
I wouldn't have a clue what to do with my life.
I would be like, I'm never not saying that.
We're taking over the state.
And their jerseys are green. Look at that.
Yes. Sean would never be able to say filthy again. He'd have to say something
You know what?
Else.
Just for that, I want them to change it to Pennsylvania.
Since you hate it when he says filthy?
Yes.
Okay. Interesting. Now, I hate to do this, but
you don't.
Do the stars fall in the category of wanker of the weekend?
You do. You're the one who caused the collapse.
Losing 10 to 6. After you said I caused the collapse, they won 2 games in a row.
Okay. And what's their record right now?
It is 7-4.
What was their record, Corey, when he was like rooting for them to lose?
I was not rooting for them to lose.
4-0.
That is correct.
What are they saying?
What you said is inaccurate.
I was here.
3-4.
Oh,
does 3-4
collapsible
mean a collapse?
Give them one more loss. And what do you think the Cowboys are?
Yes, they're 3-5.
And
thank
what
you
are the
very
Cowboys
much.
Doing this year?
Losing.
Collapsing.
Yeah, and you're also the one that wanted to sacrifice the Rangers season for the Stars.
And how do you think they're
going to
play after the 87-hour flight from Finland back here on coach?
I mean, I don't know if they're flying in coach, and they don't play again until Thursday. So,
you know, so many business class seats. Got to take care of those coaches.
All right, and then wanker of the weekend. Tyreek Stevenson. Now,
what did he do this time?
This time, he didn't do anything else worse except he got benched. And here's the issue.
For not paying attention on the Hail Mary?
He kind of pulled a Zeke a little bit in terms of he pouted when things didn't go his way. And so he got told, I believe on Wednesday or Thursday, that he wasn't going to start. And once he was told he wasn't going to start, he pulled himself out of practice and said he wasn't feeling super good.
I can understand that a little bit.
Yeah.
Like you want the guys, you never know how they're going to react, but I understand.
It reminds me of Claiborne when they told him you're not the starting cornerback and he left Valley Ranch.
He did. He just took off. He was like, I'm out of here.
That was before, Jason Garrett, that was before Frisco.
Yeah, Jason Garrett had to answer all those questions. Like, he's like, I don't know, man.
Yeah, he left.
I had to talk with him and then he just
just left.
Do you remember when we saw that in spring training and Willie Calhoun just sat out on the outfield grass? He just sat out there for like at least an hour.
Yeah.
Wait, on the in the like stands or on the
actual grass.
Oh, you know where the,
you, you know where the pole is that says Kansas City this way, Texas this way? Yeah. Right there. He was sitting right next to that.
No, behind the wall. Right next to that. Yes.
And then but then it was who's the manager of the Padres that was here with us? Bald-headed guy.
Shorter guy?
Yeah.
I know you're talking about. I can't think of his name.
He sat there and talked to him for Yeah, he sat there and talked to him for a long time. Jace Tingler?
Oh yeah, the Tingler.
Nobody's ever called him the Tingler.
I just did.
I know that's his response to everything. I just did. Oh, so you can't say
he said nobody.
Can't say nobody.
I'm a somebody.
The
We're the KNC masterpiece. I guess
our show's over already.
Right here, not yet, because coming up next,
this is the crosstalk thing.
Chat with those. You can always participate.
Yeah, I don't want to get in the way of greatness.
Yeah, you do a great job with the G-Bag, fellas.
I'm going to
chit chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation next on the Fan.
Before I pack up,
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 through the Fan right now, courtesy of D&M Leasing. It is time for our chit chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Terrific, Higgy. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you very much for asking. Now, we didn't get a chance to talk to Steven about this. We did go through a lot of other stuff. We'll get to Dak in just a second. But Jimmy Johnson said yesterday, he just feels like at this point, it's already too late for them to turn it around and make the playoffs. And then they lost to Atlanta. Yeah. And even Steven's pretty upfront with like, hey, we got plenty of football, but not that much football left. Do you look at it right now and say, I think the Cowboys are too far gone, whether it's record, injury, whatever, to make the playoffs?
I think all the above.
Yeah.
You know, I think that their margin of error all year has been very, very thin. And even when they have good plays, something happens that it doesn't allow them to execute and make the play. They've had some coaching decisions, player decisions. Seems like the locker room, they have a running back they're having to deal with now that has a lot of issues. I think it's too much. You know, he says a lot of football left, but in reality, though, you know, Thanksgiving's around the corner.
Yeah.
And that kind of, you understand what this football team is now. And you know, with Dak being out now, probably a few games, that's.
Till maybe Thanksgiving, or give or take.
Yeah, that kind of sets you up right now for, you know, what you're probably going to end up being.
Yeah, I would say it's over. And I think based on the reaction to Cowboy Nation to yesterday's loss, they all know it's over. There's no more outrage. Yeah. It's more like an acceptance point of grieving now for the 2024 season.
Yeah, I think I'm with you because about a week and a half ago, Sean asked me if I was still optimistic. And I was like, oh, yeah, I think they could still make it. And after they lost last week, he's like, what about now? And I was like, oh, yeah. And then today he goes, but now, you know it's done, right? And I said, yeah, yesterday.
Well, yeah, the Commanders, too, are playing really, really
unbelievable.
Well. Commanders are playing well. Their schedule is very favorable. They've kind of figured some things out. And look what the Eagles with Saquon Barkley are doing now.
Yeah, he reverse jumped over somebody. Well, it was amazing.
Yeah,
freaking
nature. Yeah.
They throw him the ball, hand him the ball. That helps their quarterback in every sense. So it really, I heard Mike say it's probably a two-team race, or somebody on the show said two-team
race. Correct, for sure.
But I think that's where we're at right now.
Yeah, they don't have a chance. I mean, you look at the rest of the conference, you're sitting there with the Panthers and the Saints, basically. They're right behind you. Otherwise, you're looking up.
10th overall pick right now.
Yeah, you're looking up at everybody. So
okay,
and they're just not very good.
Yeah,
I think you guys are spot on. Well, let me ask you this then, because Steven said the right things in the question, but it's a 6% chance to make the playoffs. So essentially, 1 in 17. You guys talked about where they are in the draft and everything. Would you over the next 27 hours? Take a look at your strategy and be like, is there anybody on this team that we're going to have to take the hit salary cap wise, but that would be worth something? I know it's not going to be a high pick at all, but something.
I'm not interested. No, I'm not interested for a ham sandwich and a bag of balls. If we're going to do this, let's go and try and get, you know, if you some of your top players, if you're interested in moving on from some of your guys, your team doesn't look good without Micah Parsons. I understand that. His name is going to be, should be floated. If I was a general manager of another team, I would call Jerry right now because I think Jerry's desperate. You know, after what he said after the game yesterday, you know, that was hopium. That wasn't, you know, now you can get Jerry for two ones for Joey Galloway, you know, kind of a thing. So I would say, listen, yeah, you looked at my team, you know, I if you want one of his players, I don't know, but like I say, but I'm not interested in doing it for a seventh round pick in 2028.
Is the cutoff like a fourth rounder next year?
Yeah, let's if we're gonna move some players, let's move some players.
Okay.
And if you know, and I see no reason to trading for players. You know, I see no reason, you know, to, you know, unless you're going to trade for 11 guys, you know, yeah. I don't see any reason why you should trade other than move on from some of your guys. If you're really not interested, if you don't want to pay Micah Parsons $40 million a year, you need to think about this now.
I like that one. You know, I think if you wanted to entertain that, you would also get so much salary cap relief in the future that it would put you back in a spot where you could manage the cap better. You know, would Zach Martin want to go to a contender in his final season, or would he rather just retire?
I'm curious about. By the way, you know, there's a big bill coming due if he retires at the end of this year.
Well, yeah. You know, I think that he's kind of in that mode of, I would think that he probably would retire myself. If I was watching tape as a pro personnel guy of another team, I would say his play has really, really slipped.
Yeah.
And I don't think you could get what you think you can get for him. But if you're, you know, if you're thinking that, you know, that maybe you could get a third or fourth round pick, I'll tell you somebody you could probably, if you wanted to be really crazy, I bet you get something for your kicker. If you wanted to get something really significant.
And I hadn't even thought about that. That's an interesting idea.
Yeah. Three firsts.
Would you take a second? Like, if so,
that's
I'm not
legitimate.
Saying,
no, you're not. You're not BSing right there. You're legitimate. You think about now where you're at, and you know you're really not going anywhere. But somebody, how valuable is that guy? That every time to midfield, you know you have points.
Yeah.
How valuable? Yeah. You know, we could
talk
about
again yesterday.
Oh, a second round player, a wide receiver or a cornerback. How about a guy that scores points for you every time you get to midfield? You know, it could kick it off and kind of pin you down that way.
Especially,
sounds like a lifetime contract guy to me.
Yeah, I mean,
and he's got Todd France as an agent. That's now about to be one of those things. You're about to get kicked right in the junk.
And we talk about how close the NFL is. These are the closest games at this point in the season. Same with last week.
61-yard field goal won a game yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That, man, that's a great point. I didn't even consider that. Sorry, if you want to go ahead and throw that out there, Corey.
It looks long
for me to read off your phone.
Schefter says that the Cowboys could be getting Micah back. Did we already discuss this?
Nope.
And I miss it? Yeah.
Should be back.
One source said Parsons should be back for Sunday's game versus the Eagles.
Or versus whoever he's playing on Sunday.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying.
The Pennsylvania Eagles.
I'd be totally open to, if a team wants to take Terrence Steele for a day three pick, I don't care if it's a seven, you can take him because now that's somebody that they're not forcing to be playing and they're not
just
stuck
really
to.
Really been playing poorly.
Somebody
year.
Calls about
Joe
Jordan Lewis.
Might be, Joe Philbin might have had the key to him.
Yeah,
you know,
he's regressed in Solari. Yeah, I agree with you on
that. The whole offensive line, maybe, too.
If the Commanders want Trayvon Diggs for a two, I'm doing that. I'm down. You can't pay him and Deron Bland. You got to pick one. I'm about shedding contracts, and I'm about making a move here.
So you're really about being aggressive on
I'm in. And it doesn't have to be like, I'd love a blockbuster type of move, Brian. I mean, I'd be all for that. But
I'm not saying it has to be blockbuster. I'm just saying I don't want a bag of balls and a ham sandwich. You know, If somebody's offers me a first, second, or third, fourth round pick, yeah, I'm more interested in doing things, you know, from that standpoint, because those picks, you know, could probably help me more down the line.
And I'm okay if they make a move, but as Steven said to you guys today, it's got to be big picture. It's not just for now. Yeah. It's for next year, the year after.
Cole Hamels
this is
move.
For Sports Talk Radio, so I get how we're enjoying this, and I said this to start the show today. This is all great. Jimmy Johnson traded Herschel Walker.
Yeah,
Jerry Jones has never traded anybody. Right. Like he's literally during this time, this like Herschel led him in a way that trade led them to the ability to win. Since then, this is the tough thing. This is sports talk. It's fun to talk about, but literally, mine is like he never does anything. Like he might trade for somebody. Like we've seen him trade for Amari Cooper. He's never gone down the route of I'm trading Herschel Walker again, or I'm trading a good player again, or players. To do this. So I'm like, it's fun to talk about, but this will be the first time since 1989. If all the things you talked about, literally you weren't even alive yet, right?
91.
Yeah, so you weren't even
I've
alive
never seen them be sellers.
For when Jimmy Johnson traded Herschel Walker. So Jerry's never done it. Well, yeah. If this is the year, this could be the year.
I've seen him trade a bunch of first rounders for wide receivers.
But you also don't have a traditional general manager.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah. By the way, from the 915, is there a shot Trey Lance starts over?
I would absolutely do it. Yes.
Yeah. I know what
Cooper Rush is, and they won't do it because they're going to try and keep winning games.
Yeah.
And you don't have to tank because you can naturally lose games by 5 or 6 points. This team's proved that.
Sure.
They just go out, the way they play, they will lose games by 5 or 6 points. You don't have to tank. They will find a way to kind of keep things close. I'm more interested in seeing Trey Lance.
To what end? Like, what does that accomplish?
It accomplishes that maybe that I could think about a situation maybe having him as a backup quarterback.
Okay.
You know, does it make enough sense? Or does it, could you lose him as can you get a better compensatory pick if somebody signs it?
Okay.
If he's playing,
Yeah. That makes sense to
that's
me.
That's kind of how I would look at it.
What do you guys got coming up on the program? By the way, great answer.
Pure Gold as always, Hagee. Thanks for asking. Yes. Great question. Mike McCarthy presser at 3.
All right, looking forward to that. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. I'm sure they are too. We've been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Say goodnight, Kevin.
Good night, Kevin.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.